الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. 92 Pearls of Wisdom from Tafsir Nurul Irfan Part 1. Supplication of Attar. O Allah, whoever reads or listens to the booklets 92 Pearls of Wisdom from Tafsir Nurul Irfan Part 1, grant them the blessings of the Noble Qur'an and forgive them and their family without accountability. Ameen bi jahi khatam in nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A virtue of sending salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Someone asked the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, how should we send salat upon you? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam answered like this: Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa azwajihi wa dhurriyyatihi kama sallaita ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammadin wa azwajihi wa dhurriyyatihi kama barakta ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Order to travel to Gujarat from Medina. The exegete of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayh, visited the noble Haramain, Makkah and Medina, 7 times. On one occasion, after performing Hajj, he spent the best days of his life in the beautiful city of Medina, and his heart longed to stay in this blessed land forever. Someone who lived near Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi saw the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a dream and received this command: tell Ahmad Yar Khan to go to Gujarat and work on an exegesis of the Quran. When he rahmatullahi alayhi received this message, he rahmatullahi alayhi became elated and said, I received a command from the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to go to Gujarat. Now Gujarat is like Medina to me. True devotee of the Prophet, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi was a renowned true devotee of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, a practicing scholar, a Sufi and an exegete of the Qur'an. Allah Almighty granted the great Mufti and his works acceptance in the world. Why would his Qur'anic exegesis not be accepted when the command to write them came directly from the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? He authored two famous exegesis, Tafsir Nurul Irfan and Tafsir Naimi. The latter is incomplete as he passed away after finishing 11 chapters. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayh was an expert scholar and muhaddith of his era. If you read his works, you will find the love of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in every line. Whether it was an exegesis of the Noble Quran or commentary of a hadith, the Mufti did not miss an opportunity to praise the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He provides rational examples for people that are influenced by rational arguments, and examples from the Noble Quran and Ahadith for general Muslims, catering for all. This booklet contains pearls of wisdom from Tafsir Nurul Irfan. May Allah shower His mercy upon the Mufti and grant us His blessings. Ameen bi jahi khatam in nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Four beautiful points from Surah Al-Fatiha. Number 1. Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam wrote a letter to Queen Bilqis, and it started with Bismillah. Through the blessings of this, Prophet Sulaiman was granted the queen and kingdom of Yemen. Number 2. Only recite Bismillahi Allahu Akbar when slaughtering, because the mercy of Allah Almighty should not be mentioned during this act of subdual. This is why the Prophet's name is not mentioned either. Number 3. The greatest blessing from Allah Almighty is guidance to the straight path, such that it is to be prayed for in every unit of prayer. Number 4. A sign of the correct path is that the noble saints, rahmahumullah, and righteous are upon it, because they are those who receive the blessings of Allah. 41 beautiful points from Surah Al-Baqarah. Number 1. There is no prophet or divine scripture after the noble Quran, because it only confirms and does not give glad tidings of someone. Confirmation is for something of the past, i.e. previous divine scriptures, whereas glad tidings are for something in the future. Number 2. The greatest preacher is the one whose actions preach and admonish more than his words. Consequently, people become pious after witnessing him. Number 3. The entire Torah was revealed to the Bani Israel at once, and they were required to adhere to all of its commands at once. When they refused to accept the commands, Mount Tur was raised above them, and they were threatened with it being cast down upon them if they rejected. It is the mercy of Allah Almighty that the noble Quran was revealed gradually, allowing people to act upon its commands with ease. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam knows. Number 4. Stones possess the recognition and fear of Allah, and sticks and stones possess the recognition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and love for him. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Uhud is a mountain that loves us and is loved by us. This hadith informs us that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam knew the thoughts of stones, so how could he be unaware of what lies in the hearts of people? The heart which is deprived of love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is harder than stone. Number 5. Being miserly when describing the traits of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, or preventing people from praising him, is the way of the Jews. Number 6. It is the disbelievers who will have no help on the Day of Judgment, but Allah Almighty will appoint many helpers for the believers. Number 7. 4,000 messengers were sent after Prophet Musa alayhi salam, who preserved his Sharia and ensured the commands of the Torah were obeyed. There is no prophet after the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, so the scholars were assigned the obligation of preservation, and alhamdulillah, they fulfilled it well. This is why the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the scholars of my nation are like the prophets of the Bani Israel. Number 8. Everyone is a businessman. The world is your shop. The moments of life are your products, which are diminishing all the time. After selling these moments, the products of actions are purchased, which continue to increase. The one who earns good deeds is a successful merchant, and the one who earns disbelief and sin is in great loss. Number 9. One should not turn his back to the noble Quran, as it is a sign of indifference and inattention. Number 10. A disbelieving polytheist can never be a well-wisher for Muslims. Whoever considers them to be well-wishers will be deceived. Number 11. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam made many supplications for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and Allah Almighty accepted them all. For example, he prayed for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to be born to a group of believers, to be born in Makkah, to be a messenger sent with a divine scripture, and to be granted wisdom alongside the scripture. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam prayed for him to be a teacher for the universe, but only taught by Allah Almighty, and for the people who adopted his company to be believers and not grave sinners. Therefore, those who believe the noble companions radiallahu anhum to be open sinners are in fact rejecting the acceptance of Prophet Ibrahim's supplication. How pure is that group who received a purifying teacher like the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We also learn that supplications are accepted in the vicinity of the Kaaba. All the noble companions radiallahu anhum are people of paradise. A promise of goodness has been granted to all of them in the noble Quran. So thinking ill of them due to depending on some history book is extremely dangerous for one's faith. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to always be respectful to the noble companions and Ahlul Bayt radiallahu anhum. In order to learn about their virtues, read two booklets written by the leader of Ahlus Sunnah. Every Sahabi is destined for paradise and blessings of the Ahlul Bayt. Scan these to download them for free. Number 12. Living as a Muslim is not perfection, but dying as one is. Number 13. One should not pay attention to anyone's criticism in acting upon the rulings of Islam. Number 14. Whoever acts upon an abandoned sunnah receives the reward of 100 martyrs. A martyr dies because of one wound, whereas this individual is continuously wounded by insults. Number 15. Like worship, eating and drinking when needed is an important obligation because all obligations are dependent upon it. Number 16. Always eat pure and permissible food. Piety is not abandoning delicious food, rather it is refraining from what is forbidden. Number 17. Spend your beloved wealth in the way of Allah Almighty and for the betterment of your life and health when needed. Number 18. The Noble Quran has 23 names, and one of them is Quran, i.e. a book that gathers. In other words, it is the divine book that unites mankind upon Islam. Number 19. The Noble Sufis, rahimahumullah, say, if you want Allah Almighty to listen to you, obey Him. Disobeying Him and expecting to be heard is foolish. Number 20. Seeking only the world is a bad thing. Seek the pleasure of Allah Almighty in every worship and supplication. Number 21. Generous people in the world become angry when people ask from them. Allah Almighty is so generous that He is displeased when you do not ask from Him or ask little from Him. So seek a lot from Him at all times. Number 22. Test a man through actions and not speech. All that glitters is not gold. Number 23. Shaving the beard and wearing the attire of the polytheist is a sign of weak faith. Once you become a Muslim, your character and appearance should reflect this. A delicious drink is not drunk from a dirty glass. So take care of your inner and outer states. Difference between a worldly and religious life. Number 24. A worldly life is the one spent succumbing to desires, whereas the life spent acquiring good deeds for the hereafter is a religious life. Number 25. A believer never relies upon his deeds, rather he has hope which includes fear. Number 26. True salvation will only be from the mercy of Allah Almighty, not from your good deeds. Number 27. It is correct to be hopeful after performing good deeds, whereas abandoning good deeds and being hopeful is mockery, not hope. Number 28. Whoever keeps in mind at all times that Allah Almighty is aware of my actions will never dare to sin, inshallah. This mindset is the basis of piety. Number 29. The fear of death is good and bad. It is good if one repents because of it, but bad if it leads to abandoning good deeds and committing sins. Number 30. Qadhi Hasan, beautiful load, is when the borrower is not compelled to return the money, although it is better to do so, otherwise it is pardoned. There are several conditions for this. The one who loans is sincere. Money is given with goodwill. He earns lawful wealth and is not hasty for the money to be returned. Sometimes, every charity is called a beautiful loan. Number 31. Sincere people are always few, just as there were only 313 sincere people from thousands in the Battle of Badr. Number 32. The noble prophets, alayhimus salam, have different ranks pertaining to their virtues. Some are superior to others. But our beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is the greatest. Number 33. It can be said that some noble prophets, alayhimus salam, are greater than others, but you cannot say some are inferior to others, because it is disrespectful. Number 34. Angel Jibreel alayhi salam stayed with Prophet Isa alayhi salam at all times. Number 35. One should be charitable with every blessing he receives. Utilize your knowledge, wealth, health, family and time in the way of Allah Almighty. Number 36. Allah Almighty is independent, yet He is also forbearing because He forgives the sins of His slaves. So you should also be kind to the poor and forgiving to your subordinates. Number 37. Just as some good deeds eradicate sins, there are sins which destroy good deeds. For example, prayer and fasting remove sins, but backbiting, slander, jealousy, etc., destroy good deeds. Number 38. Give obligatory charity, for example, zakat, usher, etc., publicly, and optional charity secretly, just as the five daily prayers, Jumu'ah, and the two Eid prayers are offered publicly, and tahajjud is offered privately. Number 39. The one who deals with usury is a human in appearance, but a devil in reality, because he has no compassion for the poor and he destroys others to make himself successful. Therefore, he will have this appearance on the day of judgment. Number 40. There are no blessings in usury for the believers. It can be sustenance for the disbelievers, but not for the believers. The dung beetle eats dung to live, whereas the nightingale feeds on flower. So do not compare yourselves to the disbelievers. The disbeliever deals with interest to be successful, but the believer gives zakat to attain success. Furthermore, the money acquired from interest is not accepted when giving zakat or charity. Number 41. When supplicating, it is better to call out to Allah Almighty with the names relating to your needs. If you are ill, say Ya Shafi al-Amraz. If you have a need, say Ya Qazi al-Hajat. And the sinners should say Ya Ghaffar al-Dhunub. Allah Almighty has many names because people have many needs. Saying a Rabbana or Allahumma, i.e. O our Lord or O Allah, is more preferred. 21 important points from Surah Ali Imran. Number 1. Punishments always arrive when a prophet is rejected. Fir'aun claimed divinity for 400 years and slaughtered innocent children, but he was only destroyed after he rejected Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Number 2. It is better to supplicate and repent in the morning because every creation is remembering Allah Almighty at that time, except dogs. If someone's remembrance is accepted in the court of Allah Almighty, everyone's will be accepted, inshaAllah. The last half of the night until sunrise is called Sahar. Number 3. Jealousy is an evil ailment. The devil misguides everyone, and he was misguided by jealousy. Number 4. Just as Allah Almighty is not dependent on the obedience of his slaves in his lordship, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is needless of the people of the world in his prophethood. Rejecting the existence of the sun does not diminish its warmth and light. Even if the entire universe rejected the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, it would not decrease his status. Number 5. Prophet Isa alayhi salam is called Kalimatullah because he was created from the word kun, not from the nutfa of a man or woman. Number 6. Knowledge of medicine was prevalent during the era of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. According to Galen and other medical experts of the time, three matters were impossible: bringing the dead back to life, curing the vision of people born blind, and healing leprosy all over the body. Prophet Isa alayhi salam performed all of these. We deduce that a prophet is given miracles about matters which are discussed in his era. Number 7. Non-Quranic texts should not be read with Quranic tajweed and intonation. Verse and ruku symbols should not be marked on them either. Number 8. It is prohibited to read or write non-Quranic texts in a manner resembling the noble Quran. Number 9. It is a prophetic sunnah to reconcile between Muslims. It is the practice of the Jews to make Muslims fight amongst themselves. Number 10. Every Muslim should be a preacher, teach people about the rulings you know, and act upon them yourself. Number 11. Expressing happiness upon the distress of Muslims is the practice of the disbelievers. Number 12. The angels who participated in the Battle of Badr are superior to other angels, and Allah Almighty placed special marks on them to distinguish them from others. Additionally, serving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the warriors of Islam is superior worship because these angels who served are greater than other angels. Therefore, the noble companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are the most superior Muslims because they were blessed to serve him. Number 13. Do not be happy with your good deeds, but hope for their acceptance and fear their rejection. Many ships have sunk in this ocean. Learn from the downfall of Satan. Number 14. If you wish to see Allah's punishment, look at the remains of the inhabitations that were destroyed. If you wish to see Allah's mercy, look at the inhabitations which received Allah's mercy and the places where the beloved servants of Allah Almighty have been laid to rest and their footsteps have illuminated their surroundings. We also learn that it is permissible to travel for this purpose. So it is correct to travel for an urs, etc. Number 15. Superior people should perform superior deeds and more than those beneath them. Sayyids, scholars and spiritual guides should perform more good deeds than others. Number 16. If Muslims remain truthful, their fear will remain in the hearts of the disbelievers until the day of judgment. Our bad deeds lead to our infamy. Number 17. Attachment to the world makes death severe, but desire for the hereafter makes it easier. This is why the death of the pious elders is called visal or urs. Number 18. Disputing the knowledge of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the practice of the hypocrites. Number 19. Receiving blessings from Allah Almighty despite sinning is punishment because it is like poison in honey. Receiving punishment immediately after sinning is a mercy from Allah Almighty because it allows one to repent quickly. Number 20. Calling cowards brave and labeling the ignorant as erudite scholars and those addressed in this way becoming happy at this is the practice of the disbelievers. Similarly, unlearned people becoming distinguished scholars and becoming happy at their certificates is the way of the ignorant. Unfortunately, nowadays, some ignoramuses plan and get hold of scholarly certificates. Number 21. Praising Allah Almighty before supplication, calling out to Him by saying Rabbana and Subhanaka repeatedly is a means of its acceptance by the grace of Allah Almighty. 10 Pearls of Wisdom from Surah An-Nisa. Number 1. The minor child whose father has passed away is an orphan. The young animal whose mother has passed away is an orphan. A pearl is an orphan because it is alone in an oyster, which is why it is known as Durr-e Yatim and it is very valuable. Number 2. Earning wealth is not an extraordinary matter, but spending it is. Everyone knows how to earn, but only some know how to spend. Self-praise. Number 3. It is prohibited to write titles to your name yourself because it falls within self-praise. Also, it is incorrect to praise yourself verbally, but it is permissible for expressing the blessings of Allah Almighty. Number 4. The court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a cure for every illness and nobody is turned away empty-handed. Keep in mind that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam coming to us and us entering the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are different. If the sun comes to us, it is to shine upon us, and our approach to the sun is to remove every obstacle and bask in its light. Number 5. The noble Sufis, rahmahumullah, say, the one who arrives at the door of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will find the mercy of Allah. It is as if the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the address of Allah Almighty, where path to Allah Almighty is found. Reflecting upon the noble Quran. Number 6. Reflecting upon the noble Quran is also worship. The noble scholars say reading a verse and understanding it better than reciting 1,000 verses without understanding them. Reciting the noble Quran, looking at it and reflecting upon it is worship. But it is not lawful for everyone to derive rulings from it. Otherwise, it would lead to the destruction of Islam. If a layman who self-studies medicine for a while treats a patient, he will take a life. Likewise, if someone derives rulings from the noble Quran, he will take someone's faith. Remember, everyone's thinking is different. The Mujtahideen study the Noble Quran and derive Islamic rulings from it. The Sufis, rahimahumullah, study the Quran and reveal its secrets. The honorable scholars study the Noble Quran and understand the wisdom of its rulings. The public should read the Noble Quran and revitalize their faith. Not everyone should wade into the ocean. Signs of laziness in prayer. Number 7. Laziness in prayer is a sign of hypocrisy. There are several forms of this laziness: failing to attend the masjid for no valid reason, missing the congregational prayer without reason, arriving late to the prayer, performing the prayer without a hat due to laziness, and not performing the pillars of prayer correctly. One must refrain from all of this. Number 8. The kings of the world give punishments for 3 reasons: risk of personal loss, to extinguish the flames of anger resulting from the lower self due to the crime of a criminal. The third reason can be forgiven, but they do not forgive in the instance of the first two. Allah Almighty only punishes for the third reason because He is pure from the first two. Number 9. Sinful believers will be punished, but they will not be disgraced on the plane of judgment. Humiliation and disgrace there are specifically for the disbelievers. Number 10. A practicing scholar receives more reward for their good deeds because a practicing scholar makes people pious. A scholar's actions should be in accordance with the sunnah, so his every action is a call to righteousness. 15 pearls of wisdom from Surah Al-Maidah. Number 1. Qurbani is an ancient worship which the sons of Prophet Adam alayhi salam performed. Number 2. It was impermissible for the previous nations to eat the meat of the slaughtered animals. An accepted slaughter was set alight by divine fire, and a rejected slaughter was left as it was. Eating the meat of a slaughtered animal is a special trait of our nation. Number 3. The first crime committed by man was that of murder. Number 4. Jealousy is an evil trait. It was jealousy which destroyed the devil. Number 5. The first corruption in the world occurred due to a woman. Couplet. Jagre ki bunyadein teen, zan hai, zar hai, aur zameen. I.e. most disputes occur because of women, land, or wealth. The difference between the punishment of a believer and disbeliever. Number 6. A disbeliever will be in hell forever and the punishments will not lessen. A believer will not remain in hell forever and the punishment will be lessened. In fact, some will have their life removed from them and will have it returned when they are extracted from hell. Some believers will be punished lightly from the start, others more severely, and some will be punished lightly from the start on some days. Number 7. One should not call out to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam with his name or common words. Allah Almighty called out to all the noble prophets alayhimus salam with their names, but He addressed the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam with beautiful titles. Method of attaining blessings from the pious elders of Islam, rahimahumullah. Number 8. Those who adopt the company of the righteous, considering themselves empty and with the intention of gaining from them, will receive blessings. How can someone gain blessings if he has made presumptions? An empty bucket takes water from the well, and it is easy to dye white fabric. How can black fabric be recolored easily? Number 9. It is necessary to enjoin good and forbid evil. There is a risk of receiving Allah's punishment if preaching ceases. Number 10. Befriending disbelievers, imitating their appearance, and adopting their practices are signs of hypocrisy. Love for Allah Almighty and His Messenger can never coincide with love for their enemies in the heart. It is impossible for darkness and light to come together in the same place. Number 11. The presence of noble scholars and pious people in a nation is the mercy of Allah Almighty. Pleasure of worship. Number 12. Crying out of love when remembering Allah Almighty is superior worship. Crying out of the fear of Allah Almighty and hope for His mercy is worship too. It is a sunnah to sway whilst reciting the noble Quran because it is the ecstatic state of devotees and resembles the swaying of soft branches in the morning breeze. The reciter sways because of the breeze of Allah's mercy. Number 13. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam told his entire nation about the questions and answers of the grave, even though the questions of examinations are usually concealed. This is Allah's favor upon this ummah. Number 14. Do not neglect yourself by worrying about others. Rather, correct yourself first before rectifying others. Number 15. It is better to ask the pious to pray for the fulfillment of your needs. The efficacy of the tongue is needed alongside the efficacy of words for the acceptance of supplications, just as the power of a rifle is needed to deliver the effect of a cartridge. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.